Test 65, Section 3, Question 17. Here we're looking for parallel reasoning, and the thing that we get here is a little bit tricky because the conclusion could be the last sentence. It says, because they were a new art form, they attracted primarily cutting edge. But that doesn't necessarily sound like the conclusion. So this is one where I really had to do it the long way, meaning going back and checking the answers. So it says, watching music videos from the 70s would give the viewer the impression that music at the time was dominated by synth pop and punk rock. Okay, so if you watch music videos, you're going to think that it was dominated by synth pop and punk. But that would be a misleading impression, meaning that's not true. It wasn't dominated by those things. And then it says, because music videos were a new art form at the time, they attracted primarily cutting-edge musicians. So it's saying that's a non-representative sample, essentially, because, you know, basically music videos were a new art form, they were cutting edge, and so you'd kind of be getting the cutting edge musicians, not necessarily a good sampling of all musicians. If we're looking at, if we want to describe that, it's basically saying, if you look at this group, it doesn't tell you the whole picture because it's kind of a self-selecting sample. If you wanted to look at it that way. So A, our view of pre-printing press literature can never be accurate because the surviving works of ancient authors are those that were deemed by copyists most likely to be of interest to future readers. And I felt like this was good enough to hold on to because it's saying, well, it's kind of not a full sampling. It's copyists that chose them. So I said, maybe. Our memory of 60s TV shows could hardly be improved because so many of the television programs are still rerun today. That's not really the same. It's not saying there's a biased sample here. Future generations' understanding of today's publishing trends will be distorted if they judge by works published in CD-ROM format, which is, sort of dates this test to a certain extent, since it is primarily publishers interested in computer games that are using CD-ROM. Now, that one is similar, because it's saying, look, if you want to note publishing trends, yeah, it's going to mess it up if you look at CD-ROM, because it's basically computer games that are interested in using. And this is slightly better than A, because in this case, it is the people themselves selecting into the group rather than some later person selecting elements. And so it's slightly more similar to the passage which talked about that music videos were a new art form and they attracted cutting-edge musicians. It's the same people creating the music as creating the videos, and that the same people who were creating the work that were also doing the selecting into that category. So C is a little better than A. Our understanding of silent films is incomplete because few filmmakers at the time realized the film stock they were using would disintegrate. This does say that we don't have a full picture, but not because people sort of self-selected into it. So D isn't as good as C. And then E, our notion of fashion trends will probably be accurate if we rely on fashion programs, despite the fact that they deliberately select the most outrageous. Well, that's really the opposite. That's saying it will be accurate, even though they're kind of self-selecting. And so C is definitely our best answer here.